We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the Made to Be Seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than bostonproper.com. Boston Proper designs are unique and made to fit flawlessly. Bostonproper.com is a unique fashion destination where style-savvy women go for a one-of-a-kind look and sophistication. I was just there checking out what they have, and they have the cutest summer styles. I can't wait till all of my stuff comes in the mail. Sign up for VIP access and enjoy 20% off. Shop at bostonproper.com and wear it like no one else.
1, 2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello,
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this thing on?
Hi!
Hello?
Are we here?
Hello?
Who's starting the pot? Elvis went to take his trash out. Nate's Elvis flirting with somebody on the phone.
And Brody's got the cartoon character.
I have a suggestion.
What's that?
On who should start. So since Elvis is gone right now, Scotty has had some story that he's wanted to tell us all morning, and I don't think Elvis wanted to hear it.
I don't think you want to hear it on the podcast.
Why not?
Because it's Scotty.
It's going to be gross.
but that's what we love about Scotty.
Scotty, can you give us the semi-clean version of it?
It pertains to balls. I was just told not to, so.
That sucks.
Okay, you got any other ideas, Gandhi?
That's all I had. Nope, that's all
that
I had for the whole thing.
Well, and then why don't we roll with Scotty's balls?
Well, maybe it's a sports story. You never know.
Not with me, it's not.
He doesn't like sports. He doesn't even know what sports are.
Hi, Danielle, that was the...
Little backstory on Scotty. He used to write for a newspaper,
and
he wrote one sports article when he was 5 years old about the Islanders winning a game, and that was the only time he wrote anything about sports.
It was for the Penny Saver.
Oh,
nice.
Well, that makes sense.
Of course.
Right. Okay.
That was it. That's all I had.
So
anyone else?
Yeah. In the middle, right before the podcast, Elvis is like, oh my gosh, it's garbage day. And he realizes, he's like, I got to go and put out the garbage.
I've done that before. So on our street, the garbage goes on down our side first. And then they go down around the corner. And then they come back up the other side of the street. I can't tell you how many times I've heard the garbage truck and I have run out of the house and put my garbage can in my neighbor's driveway so that it looks like my neighbor has two garbage cans and I don't have any, and they dump it. And I think the garbage guy has figured me out at this point that now they just give me this look of, okay, luckily I'm on this side of the street. Otherwise, I'd be screwed and would never be able to have my garbage taken out.
When I was a kid, I had a day off from school, and it was garbage day. That was the most exciting day for me. I would ride my bicycle, and I would just follow the garbage truck for miles. I loved watching them throw.
Really?
I loved watching them throw garbage in the truck, and then they would take stuff. Like, garbage guys get so much free stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I bet.
They have this little basket that's attached to the bottom of the truck, and when they see something they like, they throw it in there, and they take it home.
Oh, really?
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I did run out there the other day with an extra bag, and I was like, wait, I've got more. Don't leave yet. Yeah. I brought out all the rest of the garbage.
I get guilty, Danielle, like what Froggy said. So I live on a cul-de-sac. So I hear the truck go by right to left, and before it comes around, I've got a chance to run out and put my pails out if I forgot. But I always feel like if they're out there the night before, I'm good. But if I'm running out with them as they're there, I feel like I'm saying, here, take my shit. You take it. You guys are garbage men. Take this crap. I don't like giving it to them. I like them finding it, but I don't want to give it to them. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah it kind of does. I get that.
One time I got to throw a bag in the back. It was so exciting.
Oh, my God.
Scott, that was the other day. That was last week.
You missed your calling.
No, I actually applied to be in sanitation, and I was rejected.
Based really? On what?
I don't
Did
know
you tell him the story about your balls?
I was good enough for radio, I guess. I don't know. But do you tip your garbage people for the holidays?
At the holidays, you're supposed to,
Yeah. Well, see, I'm never home, so what I'll do is I usually have two garbage cans, and I'll make sure one of them's empty, and I'll tape it right on the inside where the cover is, so they throw the cover off, and there's a card tape there.
Yeah, that's
good. But Scotty,
that's
you
nice.
Would be a garbage man because
I'd be almost ready to retire.
I get that.
They make really good money.
Yeah.
And they do, but you get skeeved out over the weirdest things. I mean,
gloves. My
yeah,
buddy
but when you throw a bag in and liquid starts coming out and you have no idea what that liquid is, you're going to vomit.
Yeah, garbage water is funny to me. Though.
No, my buddy Sean is a garbage man. And obviously, don't forget, they also double as the snowplow people in a lot of communities. He loves it when the forecast calls for like tons of snow
overtime.
And then it doesn't, and then he gets paid like triple overtime to work those hours and do absolutely nothing in the truck. I mean, so it does have its, and as you guys said, yes, it has its benefits, its perks, because you early retirement.
I like crushing
Scotty,
stuff.
Admit it.
I'll pull that handle.
Scotty, on recycle day, you know you'd be taking all the bottles and throwing them in that basket under the truck.
No, some lady already does that. She rides her bike around the neighborhood like the Wicked Witch, and she steals everybody's water bottles and cans.
And you hate her for it, right? You're like, those are my bottles.
No, I don't put those out. I take them back to the store.
It's actually his mom, so we're talking about his mom.
Exactly. Right? It's the lazy people. The lazy people leave their nickels in front of their driveway.
Right.
Wait, that's a good way to think of it. Do you get a nickel if you bring back every water bottle?
Oh, absolutely. In New York, you do. It's not. They don't have it in Jersey, but in New York, you pay a nickel on a deposit on every soda, water,
and
whatever.
That's why Scotty doesn't live in Jersey. That's
you right. do in Jersey, too, though. There's a bottle deposit when you buy stuff.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, I didn't
know that either.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have because what happens is in Jersey they have a little red band around the bottle so you can't return them in New York. People try to do that because you don't pay the nickel in Jersey, so the people try to return them in New York.
No way! If I get like a 12 pack of Coke, they definitely charge me for the bottle deposit, and it's the exact same Coke can that you would have.
Huh? I don't know.
I'll show you. I'll show you when I get my groceries.
Okay.
How much money do you think over the course of the years you have made returning cans?
Not really, because you, like I said, you pay for it on the front, so
you're getting
you're
your money
getting
back.
Nickel back.
How much money do you think you have gotten back over the years from crushing cans?
I don't know. However much I spent on buying them, I don't know, thousands of dollars, I suppose.
Wow. What's the biggest biggest bunch of bottles you've ever brought back at one time?
I try not to be one of those guys that has big garbage bags on sticks and walking up to the thing. I just when I have three or four grocery bags full, I bring them back.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I did that yesterday. I got $3.75.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Well, that's a sandwich.
I love it. Joining the podcast, and once again, we're talking about how cheap Scotty B is.
No.
Yeah.
No.
We were talking about the garbage.
Well, we wanted to talk about his balls, but he told us you said he couldn't.
Okay. Yeah, I think we want to hear about those. So I just took my trash out, but none of the neighbors have their trash out today. I hope they didn't change the trash day.
Uh-oh.
So what about your balls?
Well, if you really want me to get into it... I was talking to my wife about how I only shave them in hotels, and I really need to get rid of some that's there, and I'm not going to a hotel anytime soon. So she told me that she wants me to go to her waxing girl, and she wants me to get my balls waxed. And for a second, I recoiled in the thought of doing that because of the pain. But then I also said, you know what? I can't do it, because if she's a girl, undoubtedly I will get excited because she's going to be touching me, and that's embarrassing. And that's I just don't think that I could go to a female ball waxer.
And I can't even imagine the pain involved in waxing your balls. I'm sorry. So I'm sorry. Yeah.
Unless you get turned on by pain.
No, it's not. Before there's pain, a girl will be touching them. I don't. It's the same reason why I don't like massages, because I think I'm going to get aroused, and I also think I'm going to fart. So I don't like massages for that, and I won't fall asleep on airplanes either, because I think I might fart in my sleep.
Though you get aroused, don't you think the professional is like, okay, I've seen this before, it's no big deal.
Yeah, I think they deal with it all the time.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. Scotty, it's the fact that a new woman is touching his balls is arousing to him.
Yes, and it's embarrassing. Right. Even though my wife would probably be standing there, it's still kind of weird.
She wants to be there to watch?
I gotta be honest, I'm kind of sorry about asking about
what?
The ball.
I've got a totally different question. How is it 2021, and when I put a bag of popcorn in the microwave, that the shit still comes out with unpopped kernels? How is it they can't figure out how to pop every single kernel in a bag? And if you let it go, I mean, 2 seconds too long, your whole house smells like burned popcorn and it tastes like shit. Or you have half a bag of unpopped kernels. How is it that we can't figure that out in 2021?
Froggy, they can put a vehicle on Mars and they can't figure out how to fix this.
It bothers me. Last night I went to fix popcorn and half the bag was unpopped. And Lisa, of course,
Lisa
says, why didn't you pop and let it go longer? I'm like, because then I would have burned it. Where is the happy medium, and how do we fix it? Somebody has to know the answer to this.
I have a stupid issue, too. Allen wrenches. Who the hell made Allen wrenches? They're supposed to be simple, but you put it in your hands, and if you have bigger hands, they drop, and then you put in. It's supposed to make life easy. I come away after screwing Allen wrenches, hating life after it. Like,
what the hell's an Allen wrench? Really, I love them.
Really, Danielle?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Have you ever shopped at IKEA? Hello.
Yeah, but
it's like it's bent like this, and it's basically just you put it in like the head
it's
of a
hexagon.
Not even like
that's
a screw.
What it's called? I didn't know that's what it's called. Okay, yeah, I know what that is.
Mm-hmm. And Stu Driver, remember that? The IKEA bit we used to play?
Yeah. Yes.
A long time ago. Anyway.
A guy should have stayed outside taking the trash.
You should have. Go back outside with your trash. Yeah.
There's got to be something frozen? Stupid that annoys you in life that you can't figure out. I don't know.
Everything.
There's all kinds of
almost everything.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, well, look, we have to end early because we have a meeting coming up. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
Who's getting fired? Yeah. Someone's getting fired.
Tomorrow during this, which one of us won't be here anymore?
Someone's going to be vacant.
There's going to be a vacant square.
Yep.
So how much time have we covered?
We've covered 10 minutes.
Ah, that's plenty, isn't it?
Well, we went over yesterday. Yesterday we went over. So technically we'll be about even, yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Unless someone had something they wanted to add to the show.
No.
Anyone?
No.
Nothing
I don't
burning.
Think so.
Nothing burning. All right. Say goodbye.
Bye, guys.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Are you looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than BostonProper.com. Boston Proper designs are unique and made to fit flawlessly. BostonProper.com is a unique fashion destination where style-savvy women go for a one-of-a-kind look and sophistication. I was just there checking out what they have, and they have the cutest summer styles. I can't wait till all of my stuff comes in the mail. Sign up for VIP access and enjoy 20% off. Shop at BostonProper.com and wear it like no one else.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring.
Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.